you should be here.
What we have here is ghostly talk. Is what?
Failure to communicate.
It's
failure
to communicate. Well, that oftentimes happens on this show. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Excellent. We've got a full house, evidently.
Yeah, for once, actually.
Or in all actuality, a full haunted Warren Winery. Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the haunted Warren Winery in beautiful and sweltering Warren, Michigan.
Yeah, it's pretty warm today.
It's, what is it, like... August millionth? No, it's July 30th.
July 30th,
but it feels like August millionth.
It is really
hot. The depth
hot.
And heat of summer. It is definitely, though, only July 30th, more heat to come.
This morning was absolutely miserable, getting up and having to trump to work at 5:30 in the morning. It was disgusting.
In the 5:30 in the morning, humidity and heat.
It's the worst. I think that's the worst humidity there is.
The 5:30 in the morning humidity?
There's nothing to dry it off. There's no sunlight. There's nothing to dry it off. So it's just like the whole way there.
The Ghostly Talk crew just returned from a little trip.
Yeah.
Right? Two little trips.
Just a little one.
Just a couple little trips, yeah. One, the first weekend, not this past weekend, but the one before, of course, or not this weekend as we speak, but the one before that, we were in Gettysburg, right?
Yeah.
I seem to remember being in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The archive for that little escapade is up on the site. You can download it. It's a bonus archive. The interviews we did with a few people there, they're up there for you to download freely. Go right ahead.
Excellent. We attended the last ever Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference.
Yeah.
Because the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference is becoming Ghost World.
Yeah.
So for next year's conference, and y'all really need to be out there registering for this, it is ghostworldconference.com.
Yes, check that out for sure, definitely.
And we're going to be there.
We got back
We didn't even wait for them to ask us. We just said, okay, we're going to be here next year. Okay.
Luckily, they agreed. It wasn't too ugly.
They said, okay, we're not in Gettysburg next year. We're in Philadelphia. Go there.
Yeah.
It's like, oops.
We got back yesterday.
The website says next year it's in Gettysburg.
It's in Gettysburg, yeah.
It must be a misprint.
Who knows? Because they told us
to go to an entirely different city.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It should be a really good
time. It is indeed in Gettysburg next year at a big hall thing that they're creating just for this conference, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a huge Wyndham Hotel with a conference and expo center.
Uh-huh.
And you know that's because of Ghost World Conference 2006. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal, and I can't wait. There was someone else with us there.
Yeah.
Who we had to twist his arm and everything, but we finally got him to agree to come on to Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, I think he's on the... Are you on the line there anywhere, Nathan?
Is this Ghostly Talk? Am I the 10th caller? Did I win?
You win the prize.
You win.
I'm your official
stalker.
You win the prize. Don't ask what the prize is, because it probably is going to be... Guys...
What?
Nothing.
We have
nothing
like
to give you.
Like everything else.
Nothing to give you.
We have
I just want one of the window decals, the limited edition.
They're very limited now. I think there's like two or three left.
Did you get to see one? No, you didn't get to see one either, did you? Oh, just
no.
No, because there's one on Scott's car.
Well,
and there's one on Bonnie's car.
Yeah. We'll have to... Nathan, we'll get you one, okay?
Okay.
We'll get you one. You have one coming.
One half of the...
Do you care to give me your address? Do you care to give me your address right now, and I'll get it out to you right... Nathan, how the heck are you, man?
I'm doing great.
I have to say, it was really great hanging out with you, last weekend in Gettysburg. It was really cool hanging out with you again, and just sitting around doing our thing, doing our discussions, and it's always a lot of fun. So I have to say thank you again for actually agreeing to come out and actually stay in the same hotel rooms as us, too. That was the even scarier part. I couldn't believe that you agreed to do that.
Well, you know, I learned a lot.
That's what a lot of people say.
The conference aside, I learned a lot in the hotel room.
Yeah, the hotel room was definitely an interesting place to hang out. Mm-hmm. Hey, Nathan, I know you'll be really, really interested in knowing this, but on July 22nd, that was the weekend that we were in Gettysburg, the Hendricks County Generals submitted to the South Central Broncos 18-20. It was so close, but two points away, but they couldn't get that extra field goal to win the game, but, you know, hey, they tried. That was that.
Wow, it must have been paranormal.
It was so close. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Ghostly Talk sponsors the Hendricks County Generals.
Uh-huh.
So in the winning attitude of Ghostly Talk, they also held a game yesterday. It was the Hendricks County Generals versus the Dark County Warriors.
The Ohio Warriors. They lost.
And who lost?
The Generals fell to the Ohio Warriors, 27-20.
Oh, you took the wind out of my sails. But
yes,
even though the Generals improved their score by those two very, very precious few points that they had lost by the game before, the Dark County Warriors just like trounced them and got an extra. What do you get in order to get 7 points?
It's a field goal.
Touchdown.
The
extra touchdown. Next Saturday, August 5th, the Generals will be playing the Kosciuszko.
Really?
Nice try, Doug.
The Mustangs. They're playing the Mustangs. So we wish the Generals all the luck in the world with that.
Very cool. Nathan.
Yes.
What have you been working on? Before we move on, you have agreed, actually, to become our Connecticut field reporter. Am I correct?
I am. You are correct. In that.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
All right. So I am correct on that. So that means we have.
Yeah,
to...
you should see the contract he sent us.
I know.
You
God,
know,
it was like a book.
It was 48 pages. We only get to mention his name in his presence.
Really?
But yeah, that's one of. That's like.
And he gets to speak in third person.
Unless a representative from my attorneys are there to sign in my stead.
But. Exactly. So, it's an amazing contract.
And I have to stalk him.
Yeah, and you have to stalk him on your space.
Not just that.
Bonnie added that to the contract, so it's.
Oh, that's true. That was the clause she insisted on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it. So yes, new field reporter. Your own website though, because you are an active ghost hunter.
Yeah.
You run around investigating all kinds of stuff, and we know that as with a lot of folks, you can't discuss names, details, and things like that, but you can discuss in general, which of course is what brings the magic alive here, and makes us think and wonder keep going out for more and more is those stories and you run across a lot of very interesting stories so I have to say this is going to be I hope a very very welcome addition to our field reporter staff. You have your own website of your own group, the group that you have joined, right? You don't
own
the
group.
Well, it's
not my group. It's the Paranormal Research Society of New England,
mm-hmm.
which means I get to. Go out on the occasional hunt with the great John Zappas.
That's very cool.
It's a learning experience all to itself.
Definitely.
But their site is www.prsne.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we do gets put up on there, so it's always fun to check it out on there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we do have to officially knight him, don't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Doug, this one's all you, because I am in no condition to try to do this today, so you have to take this one over. For me, just this one time, all right?
I don't know if I'm going to do it justice, but I will give it a try.
I think you'll be fine. You've done it before. I don't know why you get all uppity about this.
It's never, I don't know. We'll try it.
Just think of random filthy words to say, and you'll pull it off like I do. It'll work.
All affiliates. Scott, I can't go around saying filthy words.
All affiliates, finger poised over the dump button. Anyway,
yeah.
Here we go. I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby solemnly promise to uphold whatever value Ghostly Talk may or may not have.
Do hereby solemnly
promise
to uphold whatever values Ghostly Talk may or probably does not have.
That's correct. To sing show tunes at the top of my lungs while traveling 80 to 90 miles an hour down the expressway.
To sing show tunes at the top of my lungs while driving 80 to 90 miles down the highway.
To sing show tunes on the battlefields of Gettysburg.
To sing show tunes on the battlefields of Gettysburg.
And to listen to Tone and Niche on endless repeat on my iPod when I get one.
You're going to have to repeat that one.
To listen to Tone and Niche.
To listen to Tone and Niche.
On endless repeat on my iPod.
On endless repeat on my iPod.
When I get one.
When I get one.
Unless you have one, do you have
Unless
one?
Unless you already have one, I don't know.
No. I'm an MP3 guy.
Oh, I should have just genericized that. That's okay.
All right.
And to ensure that Bonnie is kept the happiest Stalk E on the planet.
And to make sure that Bonnie is kept the happiest Stalk E on the planet.
Also red, white, and blue.
Also red, white, and blue.
Also Scott L.
Okay, now you're pushing it. Scott L.
And keep going, Doug.
And that'll do it.
I have no train of thought right
and
now.
And that'll do it. That's all I promise.
And that'll do it. That's all I promise.
And now you shall be knighted. Oh, hand me that sword.
Hang on. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Ching. Did that cut?
I didn't need that ear anyway.
Okay, good, good. Welcome to whatever the heck this is called, the Ghostly Talk. What are we? The
field reporter
list.
Yeah,
you're already in the mailing list, so you've already got the mailing address, right?
Yeah.
So that was already taken care of. Nathan Unpronounceable is our new field reporter from Connecticut.
Yay! Congratulations, Nathan. As a Ghostly Talk field reporter, you are entitled to all rights and privileges that a Ghostly Talk field reporter has, which is nothing. And we shall move on with some of the evidence that you have tonight. Am I correct?
Sure, why not?
That was my spiel for the rest of the night.
That worked out really
well.
You're
talking the rest
of the
show.
Okay.
I'm very tired now.
What's it like investigating in New England?
There's just so much that happens up here. The upside being that, you know, you get to go out to a lot of places. Downside being that there are a lot of groups because so much happens out here that, you know, you have that, like, flow over, like, trying to find places that haven't already been hit and stuff like that. But it's a fabulous place to hunt. I've gotten to hunt in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
You've been
lots
all over the place.
Places.
Well, I guess it would be a good thing to have that many groups in that area, though. I mean, if you guys all could work together, I don't know if you
well,
do or
not. It would be a good thing if we could all work together, but Scott, you and I have talked about why groups don't work together.
Yes, we have, Nathan.
Well, the thing is, what I think you might be uniquely qualified to answer this question. I'd like to know some of the physical phenomena that you've seen that really sticks out in your head, like stuff that could not have been done by a human being because there was no opportunity or motive, and what kinds of physical phenomena do you see, and is that unique? Is it unique to just your hunts, the ones that you guys pick, or is it unique to your area, or is it something that could happen anywhere?
I've gotten to see some really neat things. I was at a hunt not too long ago, and you know, I heard water running behind me in one of the sinks. And of course, I turned around, and the water wasn't running. And when I walked over the sink and looked down, there was one of those sponges that you fill up with soap in the handle,
mm-hmm.
and it flipped over and started rocking back and forth in the sink. And I was like, okay, you know, why don't I have a camera right now?
Exactly.
That's about when it would happen.
You're reaching for the camera and it stops, you know.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Figures.
What else have you experienced or seen?
I've been going into one place and went to put the keys into a lock to get into a room, and a hand reached over my shoulder. That was one of those spooky moments that, you know, I was actually working in the building at the time and turned around to try and see who was behind me, and no one was there.
Oh man.
So you felt a hand. You say you felt a hand go over your shoulder?
I saw the hand go over my shoulder. I was sticking the keys in the lock. It was like a deadbolt lock about eye level. And
okay.
I was putting the key in the lock and turning it. And a hand reached over my shoulder, reaching for the keys. And I figured someone was standing behind me. I turned around and went, ha! And nobody was there. So
along with feeling foolish, you were a little irked, I imagine.
Yeah, and it was funny because other people had reported seeing things down there in that area, so of course I couldn't just walk away. I had to go and check every room and make sure that nobody had, like, been behind me and ducked into another room or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get the sense that it was an active intelligence, or that it might have been a repetitive, like non-thinking?
I didn't think it was residual. No,
it was not residual.
Not to my my feelings.
The odds of being in that place for a hand to go over your as far as residual hauntings,
right?
Like,
you'd
have to be. I mean, the odds of that happening, being at the right place at the right time. So, you know, theoretically speaking, of course, like we do everything here, those would be huge odds to try to battle something like that. So I think, this may be something a little more conscious. You would have more of a conscience, I think.
I was going into a room where somebody else had reported they were in that same room. It was a kitchen. And they turned around and thought somebody was standing in the middle of the dining area, and they called out to him, you know, hey, you, what are you doing? And whatever it was jumped on top of a table.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they beat feet out of that room and ran back to the unit where we all worked. It was like, I'm never going down there again.
I have to ask you, well, we mentioned it before, and this is something we've talked about this, I think, you know, when we were hanging out together and stuff like that. This is a very broad-ended question, and I'm sure this is going to be ridiculous to ask, but what is it really like? I mean, what's it like to work with John Zaffis? It's something we'd love to do someday ourselves, you know?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm the wrong person to ask what John Zaffis is like, because I've only gotten to work with him for a few months.
Okay.
But to work with him is a great experience. I mean, you learn so much because he's there, and he's got a great habit of saying, you know, I'm going to wait till you tell me what you say, see, or you say, and it's in itself, the whole group, PRSNE, is a great group to work with. You know, you learn so much just from being out there, and I've gotten to go out on a lot of hunts over the last, it's been over a decade, and I get to be out there and learn more than I thought I could learn.
Well, I don't think you ever expect to be working with John Zaffis either, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, either. I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing. I mean, that's really cool to be. I mean, to have that kind of experience behind you. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to put on your resume, so to say. I guess to work with someone like that, it's fascinating.
When I know you hold PRSNE in the highest regards. I mean, we've talked, right? I mean, we've talked about all kinds of weird stuff here and there, on street corners and waiting. You know, waiting for conferences to start. You know, we've chatted, and I know you are really, really behind PRSNE, and it's very good to hear that, you know, such dedication. And I'm glad. What does PRSNE stand for? I know one of the values that they hold dear is helping people.
The number one thing that, you know, the way I've seen it is that they're all about getting in and helping people who really need help. You know, everyone who basically gets into this field gets in it for one of two reasons. They get in it because they believe in what is out there, or they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got a group of people who truly believe, and they're really out there looking for the whys and the hows things happen, more than the if it's happening. Because if you find the why and the how, the if answers itself.
Right.
So, you know, they're out there helping people, you know, in every way possible. I get phone calls from people saying, you know, I think my house is haunted. The bread is flying across the kitchen. And I'm like, well, you probably have something there then. I'll be over in a little while, and we'll sit and talk.
Yeah. I'll bring a toaster.
You know, but sometimes, and even if nothing is happening, you still have to talk to those people, because if they think something's happening, they still need help.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
I mean, that may be one way or the other that, like you just said, that person may need help. And to a certain degree, you guys, I think doing the stuff that we do, we can help to a certain degree without having a certain degree in our hands. Let's just say you can help people out. I mean, I know that just over the weekend, for example, we had when we were at Moundsville Penitentiary.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing. Just yesterday we were at Moundsville Penitentiary, and I want to ask you a question about that as well.
Yeah, you guys are going there pretty soon, yeah.
Well, but I don't know if they're going, but I do know that I had said something on the mailing list about the, you know, we were just back from there, and it costs, you know, money to get in this place, just like the, you know, the Mansfield place.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said that you know people who just simply wouldn't go because of the $25 or $50.
Well, and you got to understand, you know, that you're talking about a group of 20 people.
Right.
There's not a there are lots of ghost hunters groups out there that have more than 20 people in it.
Well, yeah, that's
there are
true.
Also a lot of groups out there that are a lot smaller.
Uh-huh.
That's true too.
So if you're taking four people in, it's $125 a piece.
Right. That is absolutely true.
And you look at it that way. There are groups of people who are like, well, you know, they get enough sites coming into them, stuff like that, that they're not going to go somewhere where they have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like I also told you, you know, the paranormal is getting to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And as it becomes more and more popular, you're going to see more and more places that want to that want the money.
Yeah.
They want to charge, and it's going to happen more and more.
Right. Well, in this particular case, both Moundsville and Mansfield, these are places which have achieved some notoriety because of, you know, TV and movies and things like that. But also, so they do have notoriety. But one of the prime what the money does is it goes entirely to the in the one case, restoration,
yeah,
and in the other case, restoration and upkeep.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's more of a, you know, the money thing is, in these instances, is not, it's not like you're making, you know, giving Bill Gates yet another $99
right.
that he doesn't need.
Well,
you're giving people money that they need.
Like I had sent a question to Scott. I'm sorry, I'm hearing myself back there for a second.
Oh.
I sent some info to Scott that I'm going to be going over to Eastern State Penitentiary.
Okay, Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah. And,
oh, yeah.
I mixed them up.
Yeah.
It's, you know, right now I think the group that I'm going with, the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, you met Laura.
Yeah.
They're doing a, like, advanced training course, certification kind of thing for their members. It's $125 to go, and if you're not a member, you can still go. It's $145
mm-hmm.
to go, and then you get a membership to the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. I like that.
You know?
I really like
so
that.
So if anybody's out there who wants to get into Eastern State Penitentiary or wants to take their ghost hunting to the next step, I'm going to give them a plug here. Go to www.njghs.net
mm-hmm.
and click on the certification page, and, you know, they're still they still have two spaces open, I think. So if you've ever wanted to get in the Eastern State, now's your chance.
They're a great group. Hey, by the way, Laura, thanks for the T-shirts, too. I wore mine. when we put the pictures up on the site from Moundsville over this weekend we were at, I was wearing that T-shirt there. So there'll probably be a bunch of pictures of me standing there, like, you know, with my big blank eyes with this really cool T-shirt on. So thanks. I need to thank Laura for those T-shirts again. That was super cool of her to do that for us.
So, yeah, I imagine those two spots will get filled pretty quickly now,
though. Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I imagine even if I called Laura, she's like, no, you can't go.
Sorry,
there.
You're not going.
Done.
Go away.
Filled now, you know. But pretty interesting. I'm really geeked to hear that.
We do have an EVP here that Nathan sent us.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want to try it? Yeah, you want to give this one a listen there, Nathan?
Sure, why not?
All right, well, I got this thing queued up. We're just going to play it. And we'll talk about it afterwards, okay?
Sure.
Let's just play this thing right now and see what happens. Here we go. Okay, we just played that. I don't think I had you up in the mix, Nathan, so you probably didn't
That's
hear it,
okay.
right?
That's okay. I've heard it.
Well, let's just say in about the first 6 seconds of this clip, I heard something. And what do you think that was, Nathan?
Well, the funny thing is the house that was in was a house some friends of mine bought. And I was down checking out the house. It's a beautiful old house. And it was a late 18th century or late 19th century, early 20th century funeral parlor.
Uh-huh.
And when they told me that, I was like, oh, I would love to just do an investigation on this house. And they said, well, you know, some people have seen things in the house. And
mm-hmm.
I said, sure. Well, and I set everything up. And, of course, I passed out at around 4:30 in the morning because
uh-huh.
I'd been up since 4 the next day, and I was spending the night there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a official investigation, so I wasn't really worried about staying awake and investigating stuff. So, but I left everything running.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked that that EVP up at around 4:50 in the morning.
Okay, let's play it one more time with that information, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like a voice.
Yeah, it's a little voice.
Like a maybe female?
Well, I don't know if it's female. But what people had spotted in there had been a child.
Okay, mm-hmm. A child.
But, you know, after playing it several times and playing it for other people, what most people told me was they thought it was saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of made sense because the sun was about to come up around that time. And I don't know if it was whatever was in the house was leaving, but...
Mm.
You know, that was the only piece of evidence I picked up in the whole house.
Well, let's listen to it one more time now with that information. Sounds like one of those Teletubbies or something.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Come on. Lulu. Oh, God.
But you do hear it, though. You hear it in there. It's a really interesting piece of audio. You know what? Well, go ahead, Nathan. Go ahead.
It kind of has that sound of, like, when people clean up the EVPs, but that's not cleaned up at all.
That sounds very natural.
Oh, that's raw.
That sounds very natural. I got a pretty good ear for that now. I can hear when people have... like hit him with the noise limiter or something like that. You can usually hear the digital underbelly of it then when you do that. That sounds like that's something that hasn't even been you said there was nothing done to that whatsoever?
No.
That's the way they do it too. And you left it nice and long too. Thank you for that, Nathan. Thank you for not sending us a 2-second audio clip. Don't get me wrong, I love when people send us EVPs and stuff like that, especially for the show. But when they send us like a 2-second audio clip, we play it, we're like, okay, what happened?
That happened way too quickly. Yeah.
The funny thing is, too, when I send them to people that I'm working with, I'm like, well, you know, there's a minute before and a minute after. So
yeah.
I actually cut that down for you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate that. Nathan, unfortunately, we're at the bottom of the hour. We do have to go to break here. But we need to Nathan, we met you back in May. At the CPRI conference.
And we're extremely impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it really is great to work with you and hang out with you and go to these conferences, and hopefully we're going to be doing a lot more stuff together in the future.
So as PRSNE and yourself do your projects or anything like that, you can, you've got an open slot.
That's great.
Anytime cool. You want, you got the open door, let us know, okay?
Well, I'll definitely give you guys a buzz when I get back from Easton State and tell you if we find anything and...
Excellent. I can't wait. Nathan Schoonover, field reporter from Connecticut, www.prsne. Thank you for being on Ghostly Talk.
Nathan,
.com. Sorry about that. PRSNE.com. Thank you for being on Ghostly Talk.
Hang on the line for 1 second, Nathan. We're going to go to break here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Seminar will be held August 26, 2006 at the Flagstaff Resort in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. This event will be hosted by Rick Bagheera, founder of Berkeley High Paranormal Association and TAPS Pennsylvania representative, along with TAPS Ghost Hunters EVP specialist Bill Lonero. You're all encouraged to bring in your EVP recordings for processing by Rick and Bill. This seminar will also be followed by a 2-hour live performance by Bill's band, Lonero. Tickets are $75 per person. For more detailed information for this one-of-a-kind event, please visit www.evpor.com or www.myspace.com/EVPs. And remember, if you don't like it, you can always...
true science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.
Thank you very much. At least somebody here on this show understands what I'm talking about.
It's not hot outside.
Yes, it is. It's disgusting outside.
Well, if you're a reptile, no.
Yeah.
And it's not gooey and sticky in here either.
If you were by chance a bearded dragon, you'd love the weather. But if you are...
If I was a bearded dragon, you would be history.
Oh, really? They're only about this big, though. I could step on you.
I would eat you in your sleep.
So
you
would be a Bonnie-sized... bearded dragon.
Bonnie-sized beard.
Anyway.
We better move on from this right away, because this is going to get... I can't deal with it. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we have on the line one of our favorite people. It's obvious that it's our favorite ghost hunting group from Michigan here. These are our favorite people from Michigan.
They're the favorite people from Southeast Michigan right now, because we've also got favorite people in West Michigan.
We've
got favorite people all over the place, but...
I love Grimstone.
I love
Grimstone. They're great people. They've been around for a very long time, and they're always working on something really, really cool. For example... We have I'm going to screw the name up, so you know what? I'm going to let Chris say the name of it, because Chris is on the line. I'd like to welcome Chris Bailey from Grimstone to the show. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good, Scott.
What is the name of
Doug.
The... Hey, Doug.
Hey, I'm here.
Bonnie.
Woohoo.
What is going on next Saturday that has to do with you guys?
We're trying to hold the 2006 Paranormal Research Conference for Paranormal Investigators.
And that's going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
At the Best Western.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half away. It is linked up on our site. If you go to our little events box thing we have in there now, you just click on that little button there. It'll take you right to their page with all the information, everything you're going to need to get there and hang out all day long. What time does it start, Chris?
It's supposed to start at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And what time does it go till?
Whenever you guys get bored with us. we have it scheduled for different presentations till about 5. There's going to be a break then for dinner, and there's supposed to be an evening ghost hunt following.
Okay. Who do you have speaking for this particular seminar?
Unfortunately, I was conned into speaking.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I've seen you speak before, Chris, and you're great.
We also have the famous Ghostly Talk crew.
I've heard of them,
too. Those guys suck. You don't want to deal with those guys.
Everyone can just go take a break for that one.
You got to get them a deli tray and then, like a bus
only
full
of... Only yellow M&Ms.
Yeah, a bus full of strippers, all this stuff that you need. I'm telling you right now...
It's difficult to have them.
I have no problem saying that, in public, that you shouldn't deal with the Ghostly Talk guys. They're nothing but trouble.
Okay. Nick's the Ghostly Talk people.
Even Jeff Bellinger said that. Jeff Bellinger said that we were trouble. And I'm like, wow, I guess we really are trouble.
True.
It's true.
It's
okay.
True. Bellinger.
Doug, you can handle the rest of this segment. It's all you? No.
Chris,
so, yeah, we're going to be speaking. So,
yes,
that's
really
cool.
we are going to be speaking there. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know what we're going to speak about. Go ahead,
we also have some very talented individuals. We have a professional psychic named Joan St. John.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I've met her. I've met her up at the Fenton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to be talking about delving into the world of the psychic and kind of how her side meets the paranormal investigation side of things.
Oh, okay.
We also have a very tech IT guru, Jim Gambo, and he's going to be talking about the intricacies of EMF detection. A lot of people have those wonderful EMF detectors, but they don't know if they're AC or DC or their frequency response curves or anything like that. So he's hopefully going to help open some eyes there to the electrical world.
Excellent. Well, just so everybody knows, when Grimstone gives a technical speech, I have a feeling that at the end of the speech, people will be able to dismantle and rebuild their EMF detector blindfolded with one arm tied behind their back.
See, I've found in the paranormal community that, well, we've seen a lot of people speak. We've been to, you know, in a few conferences now, and we've seen a lot of people speak as a result of that. And if a group or a speaker comes up there and you have to have a handout to accompany their spiel, then you know you're going to be getting whatever money you paid or whatever for this thing. And that's what Grimstone does.
That's exactly what Grimstone does. So you really learn. And if you say that people are going to learn the intricacies of EMF detectors.
I believe that.
I absolutely believe it.
Who else we got coming?
We also have Sheena Belts, who's our main historian, and she's going to be talking about research techniques.
Yes, we've met Sheena before. She's actually she's been here before with you, Chris, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, at the annual party.
Yeah, yes, we've met Sheena before. Looking forward to that also. Anybody else?
Charlotte's going to be talking about interviewing clients.
Excellent.
Mental health possibilities and ways to look at like body language and different things of that nature.
And that's really great, because that's the first time I've heard anybody really address something like that, too. Like, specifically, talk about interviewing a person that you may be, you know, investigating their house. I think a lot of people neglect that aspect of the investigation. Some people just like to just, you know, get around that, get right in there and start taking pictures or recording audio or whatever. But I think it saves you a lot of time and effort if you do these interviews with people. So it'll be really great to learn that, because I know I need to learn a lot of stuff about that myself, too, and I know Charla is probably one of the best people to teach us that.
Well, she's put together some wonderful packets for the binders at the conference. And
you know they're serious when they have binders, okay? You know that you're serious when you have binders.
At the Fenton, we got clipboards. Now we're getting whole binders, so this is a step up.
By the way, Chris, I have to say one of the flashlights. Because okay, I'll explain this really quick. When we went to the Fenton on Halloween last year, Grimstone hosted this wonderful event at the Fenton, at the historic haunted Fenton, right? And we got there and we sat down, we hung out, and they not only gave you like these wonderful handouts and guides to go by and things to help you out, they gave us these really cool clipboards with the Grimstone logo on them, right? And they also gave us these really, really sweet flashlights, right? Now, I have to say, Chris, they saved my life this weekend because, of course, like I always do when I go on an investigation, the one piece of equipment I always seem to forget is the flashlight, right? But in my travel bag, I always put flashlights in there in case I break down, and then when I go to like, get the flashlight, the flashlight don't work. I don't know why I leave them in there. But so I had to go get batteries, but I had two of your flashlights you gave us. So I used those down at Moundsville Penitentiary this weekend. So I have to thank you again for those flashlights.
Anytime. We're always happy to help you.
I, of course, Chris, brought my flashlight.
And then lost it. Because I took it.
And then Bonnie absconded with it. So I had to borrow a pen light from Alan. Whoops. But anyway, but I did bring my flashlight.
Yes. But I need.
Well, you are a very good Samaritan, Doug. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
We still use those clipboards for all kinds of stuff, too. I'm looking at one right now on our desk right now, as a matter of fact. So those things are being put to good use, and the Grimstone name is all over the haunted winery, I tell you. That's just. Thank you again for all that stuff.
Anytime.
Now, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, please.
Well, I don't know what I was going to say, Doug.
So, you don't know what you were going to say?
Doug, what was Scott going to say?
Let me consult my crystal ball.
This isn't scripted. I don't know what's going on.
So the conference, why did you decide to undertake a conference? And what makes this conference different than others? I suspect I already know, but I want you to say it.
Well, I think Mental Insanity decided to draw the conference together. But the main thing is the paranormal communities are growing to by leaps and bounds, it seems, you know, these past 5-10 years. And within Michigan, there's probably 12 to 18 paranormal groups at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
And really, all these people working independently, there's at least 4 or 5 of them that are brand new. It's nice to know that you have other people out there that are willing to help and come together and share information and really try to draw a community together. There's so much data that we could collect if we all, you know, worked in uniform together and all been willing to maybe open up a little bit, that we could actually, you know, start pulling through and getting some serious evidence or creating some serious methodology that could really, you know, help us progress.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're hoping for is to get people over there and get people thinking about what they're doing and, you know, sharing and you know, starting the communication process. And, you know, August 5th will come and go, but we're really hoping that, you know, the partnerships and the people we meet and the different connections there, that's going to last and, you know, go from the days to come and help turn into something really wonderful.
Well, I really think that half of these conferences that people put together like yourself or groups like yourself put together, half of what those conferences are really are about, and I can't stand using this term, but it really applies here, about this whole networking thing where people can get out there and talk with other like-minded people about the things that we're working on here. And that's really important. Bonnie's got something to say.
On the field of networking, Alex asked in the chat room,
okay,
is there any way a person that can't get to the conference can get their hands on the information being passed out at the conference?
If you're willing to email me, I'll see what I can do to get a packet sent to you.
What's your email address, Chris?
Alex is in England.
On second thought.
Good luck, Alex.
I'll send him my packet.
No.
If you...
What's your email address, Chris?
My email address is cbailey@grimstone-inc.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see what I can do about getting a packet out to Alex if he's willing to send me his address.
Via Dolphin Express.
Well, I'm going to make the assumption. Wait a minute. I'm going to make the assumption that you guys did these packets.
When they do packets, they do it right.
And they do them on computers.
They do it, like, amazing.
So maybe here's this thing I heard about people do, is they actually send electronic files back and forth.
Oh, know? That's true. Maybe someone could make a big PDF or something.
Well, yeah, thing. Right? Yeah. So maybe you guys could do that, Chris. I don't know. I mean, maybe you can work something out like that. Give you tasks that you... I know you guys are overworked as it is right now, but that may be an option to have for Alex. So, you know, we'll try to help. I'm sure Grimstone
will
help.
Well, we'll be happy to help Alex any way possible.
Cool.
You
know?
One of the best... Go ahead.
The main thing that we're trying to do with the conference is, you know, basically getting people thinking and talking. You know, if Alex can't make it, I'm not going to, you know, keep him from the materials.
Yeah.
We want to share. We want to, you know... to help everyone come together. So
I think the real answer is, like, Alex, why don't you just get a plane ticket and fly over here?
A couple grand.
I don't know. God, really. I mean, just loosen up a little bit, for God's sakes.
Are you already full, or do we have to go out on the street with our sandwich boards?
Well, Doug, I have a little cardboard stand for you out front.
Okay.
We still have some ticket room.
I have to dress as a ghost or something.
So we did, the Best Western is booked up now at this point.
Oh, okay.
So we had to find the alternate accommodations for some people.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, this is going to be a pretty active event, though. I know it is going to be. Like we just said, there's going to be a lot of people speaking that day, including ourselves. I don't know what we're going to talk about. I have no idea.
We can always, you know, fall back on that old ghost hunting thing.
Oh, yeah, we could
try
that. You know, we could, you know, I don't know. Well, maybe we'll do a song and dance routine or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring my top hat.
Okay, good.
Okay,
we'll do that.
That'll
be great.
We're good.
I think we're planned. We're ready to happen now. But along with there's going to be a lot of other great information, obviously. I'm really interested, actually, again, to hear from Carla and hear about this whole interviewing thing. That's really important. A lot of people, I don't think, look into that as much as they should. And I think if you really want to get into this thing and learn and help people, you need to learn how to interview people properly.
Not only for the benefit of the client, but also for the benefit of the individuals and investigators going in.
Oh, yeah. And I know we've been on a few where we just kind of walked into the place, and I told the stories time and time on the show. We walked in there, and about 5 minutes into our investigation, we kind of knew already that Where we're at right now most likely isn't haunted. It may just be the people that are there. Not saying that they're bad people or anything like that, but an overactive imagination can do wonders. We both know that, Chris.
That's very true.
Very true. What else may be happening that day? You said that we're going to break for dinner around 5 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go on, an investigation after dinner.
That's the plan right now, yes.
Do we have the location, or are we not allowed to disclose the location?
I think, isn't it choose your own adventure? What, how does it work?
It's very similar to that. I know right now we have two or three members. They're putting together two or three potential spots for us. So hopefully you will have a pick of the evening on where you would like to go.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we'll have a tour person to help guide you through and give you the history on the location.
Excellent. That sounds great. What's going on over here?
I think the chat room is hopping.
What
happened? Well, in response to you telling Alex to get a plane ticket, he said, in the letter I got with my T-shirt says, and I quote, anything you need from us, just ask.
Right.
I need a plane ticket.
Oh, God. I'm going to get the shoe out of my mouth right now.
Alex is one of the winners.
All right, I will contact one of the plane ticket people. Do they scalp plane tickets? I'm just curious.
I don't think our plane ticket people work this week. Don't they all have the week off?
I think they've had the month off.
That's a good
point, Alex. Thank you. We'll work on that for you, okay? Honestly, we'll work on that for you. We'll try to make that happen. So, Chris, it's going to be a really great event. We're looking forward to it. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to be going on there, like I said before. What's going on with Grimstone outside of that? Are you guys doing any other investigations or anything like that?
Well, we're actually very busy. We're just wrapping up one investigation, which I can't go into too much detail, but actually involves possession.
Oh, my God.
And a few religious denominations and, professional exorcisms.
Wow, really?
And it's a very different type of investigation. Every time we seem to turn over a new leaf and have an idea of, what it is, some new little bit of evidence, pops up and leaves us doubting and back to square one again.
Oh, no. Have you guys been back to the Fenton recently?
We're due to go back soon. We got clearance from Nick to have another October visitation.
Oh, wow.
And dinner evening.
All right.
In fact, this past, about 2 weeks ago, we actually had a tea with Reverend Hunter from Haunted Michigan, who had the Fenton in his wonderful book, and he's hoping to join us in October, so we're excited to have him as well.
Is it going to be the same setup this year, or are you guys is it going to be like more or less like an open investigation for anybody that wants to come and take part in that?
There is going to be more open investigation time. There's going to be some updates to some of the equipment and things that people can see and try and use. We're trying to get people more of a free range, but still an educational experience. We're also trying to stagger the tours a bit more for people that are interested in those type of things. It was kind of a learning experience last year, and we really we had so many different professional, paranormal investigators come out that wanted to kind of do their own thing, and they were teaching us about the Fenton. It seemed like almost at times, that we want to be able to accommodate them and do things right for them. We've had, I have to admit, I'm a little bit nervous taking some people back there. We had something in May, and it was quite hair-raising.
Oh, really?
We decided to try to do one of those little mini dinner-type tours for a group of, kind of medium psychic side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the course of the night, we had two investigators that were pushed. We had a number of people getting sick that night. I nearly passed out on one floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing back the EVP, I actually had a death threat. So.
You're kidding.
Wow.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Speaking of EVPs, we do have one of these here. I don't know if it's the death threat or not, Chris, but you did send this over to us.
I didn't even know you received it.
I received
it. No, that one's... That one is not the death threat, but that did happen during the setup of the of that night.
Oh, really? So it was the same night then?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I play it?
Please do.
All right, let me bring the stand. Let's try this. Take a look here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Dude, you guys don't know how tired and my ear is gone. I don't have a left ear right now, so I'm working through my right ear and it's painful. I'm telling you. Let's give this a listen though. I see on the end, we heard, well, I want to play it again.
It's within, first he has the, you know, the audio, the lengthy audio.
Yeah.
And then you chopped out the, evidently, it seems to be three syllables. I didn't catch it yet. I need to hear it again. But, and then you repeated it two more times or maybe three more times, right? Let's play it again because I want to try and figure out what that says.
Okay, here we go. I have to be honest, Chris. I'm hearing the word Casio for some reason.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Well, I got something. Gots to go. So it's
gots
very, very, and you heard Gots to Go as well. So two of us heard Gots to Go and one heard Casio.
Well, it's because the left ear don't work.
Oh, that's true.
I can't hear that.
He's on half input. What do you guys hear, Chris?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what's happening there, what you're hearing in the beginning.
Okay.
Basically, we had four new people join our organization. And that was their first time out with us that night, and they were just kind of exploring the Fenton as we're doing our setup there. And as they entered that room there, they found it interesting because of the change in the temperature and a few other things, and they decided that they really would like to find some chairs and just sit down in that room for a while. And what we hear on our speakers is either gotta go or just go when they say that they want to stay.
Uh-huh.
So it seemed to me that whoever extra was in that room was not too happy to have extra visitors.
Let's play it one more time. Give it another listen. Now it's front loaded. I do hear just go. That's what I'm hearing. But it's been front loaded.
Yeah, just go or gots to go. It's so close, and it is a whisper. It's at the very end of the longish,
the long part. Yeah.
And then of course you clipped it out two more times, it does not sound like they were happy with. It sounds like they were subliminally
wanting you to leave.
You don't need to sit here.
Really interesting piece of audio, though, Chris. I mean, it has those trait characteristics too. I mean, it has that whisper we hear. You know, when people describe EVPs, well, they're very whispery, and it's a very whispery voice under the audio, but it comes through clear, though. You can hear it. I mean,
oh yeah, it's clear.
As far as the syllables go, it's clear. It's clean. It comes through. You can't always understand what the exact phrasing is, but there is something definitely there, though.
And
Chris,
it's not the people in the room, at least not the people who had been talking.
Mm-hmm.
So
very cool.
No.
Because you know what they sound like, and you heard them in the clip.
Yeah.
So
when we were listening back at the at all the audio, we actually got those four people that were in the room at the time to come and listen to it, and it was funny. Each in turn, all their faces turned white as they listened through the headphones.
You know, I found that to be true, too. When you're actually there, when an EVP is recorded, and you didn't hear that happen, it really, really drives it
home. The hook
it's
in you.
Like, whoa! It, totally different than,
yeah.
You know, it's amazing. So, yeah, I can picture them turning white when they heard that.
Maybe we shouldn't have stayed there.
Chris, we need to thank you for coming on the show, though, and talking about the conference and other things that you guys are working on. We will be there next week in full force, hanging out with you guys all day long. And people out there, if you've not signed up yet, the 2006 Michigan Ghost Hunters Conference. Did I get it correct, Chris?
What's the title of it again?
The 2006 Michigan Paranormal Conference for Investigators.
All right. That's cool. I was close.
I've
just been calling it, ever since we found out about it, I've been calling it the Grimstone Conference. I'm like, Grimstone Conference. All right, cool.
It's the Michigan Paranormal Conference for Investigators is coming up this upcoming Saturday.
Yep, August 5th. Where's it at again, Chris?
It's going to be at the Best Western in Ann Arbor, and that's on Jackson Avenue.
Right in the heart of Ann Arbor.
For more information, www.grimstone-inc.com.
Chris, we need to thank you again for coming on the show. We got to go to break here. Stay on the line, though, okay? We want to talk to you for a second.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for all the wonderful work that you guys do. Guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.